Dr. Pinsky dictated a female IME on June 10 regarding Bernice, B-E-R-N-I-C-E, Finkbeiner, F-I-N-K-B-E-I-N-E-R. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Finkbeiner as described in the report cited above. Here she is now a 70-year-old woman who, again, reports being injured at work on 10-9-08. Period. She did not specify how this actually happened. Appeared she had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Appeared she did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Appeared she did convey that prior to this incident, she injured her neck and back and underwent surgery for them. Appeared she denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. Additional records show the petitioner was seen by Dr. Cataldo on 5-23-19. Period. He noted 14 years ago, cervical fusion and lumbar laminectomy were done. The latter at L4-5 and workers' compensation awarded. Appeared she had a right rotator cuff repair, common right wrist fracture 15 years ago. Comma left ankle fracture, comma sleep apnea surgery, comma diabetes, comma hypertension, asthma, comma and hysterectomy. Appears she had a stroke affecting her left eye in 2017. Appears she had another cerebral vascular accident in April 2019. Appears he wrote she had a small brain bleed presently through April 2019. Appears after a fall in 2019, she underwent right hip surgery. Appears she also sustained left foot fractures in October 2018. Period. Dr. Cataldo indicated the petitioner should have further evaluation and treatment. Period. New paragraph. Accordingly, she was seen by Dr. Ponzio again on 6-24-20. Period. We were previously in receipt of his records through 4109. Period. He summarized her course of treatment relative to the 10908 motor vehicle accident. Period. He learned on 12-2016 her workers' compensation matter resolved with 40% partial total disability and credit for the pre-existing disability at 33.3%. Period. Dr. Ponzio noted her previous cervical fusion and lumbar laminectomy with fusion at L4-5 14 years earlier. Period. He also noted her other numerous medical injuries and treatment with medical complications. Period. He reviewed all the treating physicians' notes, including this evaluator. Period. He referenced the FCE done on 3-18-09, in which he demonstrated significant submaximal effort with strong symptomatification behaviors. Period. Dr. Ponzio opined that did not detect any findings suggestive of cervical radiculopathy, neurologic deficit, or instability. Pierce did not offer any complaints of shoulder symptoms. Pierce walked with a widened gait, and her general movements seemed to be slower when changing positions. Pierce, when changing from supine to sitting, she used her upper extremities and rolled to her side when moving to a supine position. Pierce, however, when returning to a sitting position, she performed a sit-up maneuver with minimal use of her upper extremities, suggesting reasonable/tolerable low back function. period. He concluded there is no indication that she requires additional treatment related to either of the 2008 work-related accidents. Pretty also concluded there was no increased disability related to them. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, the exam had to be done mostly in a seated fashion due to her limited ability to stand and maneuver. Period, extremities upper, inspection revealed thickened. Tendons on her palms consistent with early Dupuytren's contracture. Period, there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period, extremities lower, inspection revealed swelling at the left superior shin at the site of her surgery. Period, there were two short longitudinal scars about the right hip for surgery there. Period, her left leg had an oblique scar towards the lateral knee. Period, there was no atrophy or effusions. Period, any muscle test was 4+ at the quadriceps bilaterally, but was otherwise 5/5. Spine cervical inspection revealed a well-healed anterior central longitudinal scar consistent with her surgery. Period, active flexion was full to 50 degrees with extension to 10 degrees and bilateral side bending to 30 degrees. Period, rotation right is 40 degrees and left to 25 degrees. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with a slow gait using a rolling walker. Period, she was able to briefly walk on her toes and stand on her heels. Period, she changed position slowly and was able to squat to 10 degrees and rise. Period, inspection revealed a midline longitudinal scar measuring 4 inches in length. Period, she sat comfortably at 90 degrees in lumbar flexion, but actively flexed at 55 degrees, with bilateral rotation full to 45 degrees and no tenderness. Period, extension was to 5 degrees with tenderness. Period, left side bending was to 20 degrees with tenderness, but was full on the right to 25 degrees without tenderness. Period, she was tender in the midline from L1 through S1, and the sacroiliac joints bilaterally. Period, the rest of that section is okay, except we're going to delete the supine straight leg raise maneuvers. Impressions. Bernice Finkbeiner, comma, now a 70-year-old woman, comma, reportedly was injured at work on 1/17/08 and 10/9/08. Period, she received a course of treatment, as noted in my prior report that will be inserted here. Period, since seen here in early 2016, she received an order approving settlement in the latter part of that year. Period, she then reopened her case after being evaluated by Dr. Cataldo. Period, she was referred to Dr. Ponzi, who had seen her in the past. Period, when evaluating her on 6/24/20, he deemed she did not have any indications for additional treatment relative to the subject events. Period. Ms. Finkbeiner has not undergone any additional diagnostic testing or treatment since her last evaluation here. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found that she had early Dupuytren's contractures on the palms. Period. There was healed scarring about the lower extremities. Period. Full range of motion was present in all four extremities where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She ambulated with a slow gait using a rolling walker. Period. She also changed position slowly and was able to squat to only 10 degrees. Period. She had healed surgical scarring about the neck and lower back. Period. Her exam had to be done mostly in the seated position, but briefly standing. Period, she was unable to lay comfortably supine on the exam table. Period, new paragraph. My opinions regarding permanency and causation will be the same as those marked. Period. End.